100 Word Stories.
Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day, until the day I die.com. It's Sunday, and time for a weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. It'll be fun. Here, let me give you an example. This week's topic was bank, and we got a lot of stories in for it. Hold on, let me look at the list here. We've got Danny and Norval, Joe and Liana, Tura and Lizzie and Serendipity, Donda, Cliz and Tom, and Richard and Charlie, Jeffrey Fisher, Muncie, and Planet Z. So how was that? Did I mention that the topic is bank? So, I wasn't expecting that either. I have not been feeling well. Started off Monday eating a lot of shit that I shouldn't have ate. And you know what happens when you eat badly one day, in the middle of the night, bam! So yeah, 4-millimeter kidney stone. I knew it before I saw the CT scan, and it's like, oh man. So yeah, the usual drugs, the usual this, the usual that, the usual rolling in the tub and wanting to scream. So, it was at least milder than back in December, but yeah, that's like only getting shot 6 times instead of 7. So, oh well. You would think I would adjust my diet. It was popcorn. It was frickin' popcorn. Last time, you know, was overdoing packaged popcorn and butter and this and that. And then going to the movie theater on Saturday, popcorn, cheese, oil like mad, you know, floor wax, dessert topping, whatever you call it. And then Monday night, you know, as a follow-up to a binge of ungodliness. And yeah, that did me in. So I got careless. I went to World Market ostensibly for Torani syrups. And I came out with the bag of popcorn. The little one won't hurt me. Yeah. So, I need to take this crap seriously, or this is going to turn my life to total and utter crap, what little there is. So, I got to make changes. I've said this before, and you really shouldn't believe me when I say it now, because I'm just going to do it to myself again. I really got to change. So, let's hear some stories before I totally Mark Maron the fuck out of this.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is building character. When I was 8 years old, my mother took me down to the closest town of a downtown. The most auspicious structure in that tiny town was a neo-federalist bank building. We walked up to a teller behind a brass latticework right out of a scene from Bonnie and Clyde. I slid $14.43, and he handed me my first passbook with the amount I had deposited and the date. For the next 10 years, the amount in that account swung radically up and down. The account was finally closed due to bank fees. So much for building character. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, everyone. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week... oh, God knows what the week is. It's 578 on the topic of bank. My story is called Deposit. When I had a deposit to make, I always drove to the bank, waited for the guard to wave the metal detecting wand over me, and stood in line for a teller. Today was no different. I filled out the deposit slip and handed her the slip and a piece of paper that read, The Capitals will fold in Game 7 of the second round of the playoffs again this year. "And what's this?" the teller asked. "Well, my great uncle always told me that if something was invariably true, you could take it to the bank. Predicting another early exit for the Caps seemed like a safe bet." The teller nodded, took both pieces of paper, and credited that advice to my account. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, Richard here. And three stories this week, so without further ado, I shall get on with them. The first is called Heist. Tony Knuckles Jones looked shiftily around the bar before addressing me in a low voice. "So, this bank job tomorrow, all in hand?" I nodded. "Yeah, in early when the guards change shift. They'll be distracted, drinking coffee. Not many staff about. I scope the joint, suss out the vault, and what's what." "Smart plan. Then what?" "Stay out of trouble and wait." I was interrupted by the Rozzers turning up. "What's this about a bank job, lads?" I pulled out my offer letter. "I start tomorrow. 6 months probation. Gonna be early and make a good first impression." Here's story number two. It's called Jackpot. The day I won the lottery, I laughed all the way to the bank. I laughed when I forgot my PIN number. 3 times. And I practically cried with laughter when I failed to convince the bank staff who I was. I didn't laugh so much when the police arrived. They said it was no laughing matter. I laughed and told them it was all just a big mistake. They weren't amused. With hindsight, I shouldn't have laughed at the magistrates and called them tossers. Thanks to the restraining order, I can't get my cash. Not laughing now. And my final story is called Means to an End. As a student, I try anything to make spare cash. I joined a blood bank and sold them a few pints, but they banned me. Apparently, there was too little blood in my alcohol stream. I was also banned from the sperm bank. They caught me leaving a deposit with the receptionist. I argued that the interest was high, but they weren't impressed. The bottle bank wasn't interested in trading in plastics, which was all I had. So, university was spent in poverty, and I never got rich. Ironic, since I eventually qualified as an investment banker. Ah well, there you go. That's how life is. So, until next time, I bid you adieu. Goodbye.
Summer Night by Don DeCleese. Sally stretched out on the bank of the river, looking up at the stars, the glorious glittering stars, thick as a river themselves, way out there in the country. Mama told her the river was called the Milky Way, but Miss Renana told her that, in Spanish, they called it the Shepherd's Path. Whatever you call it, Sally liked to imagine she could swim in it, the way she could swim in the river. Only, you would be able to swim in it at night. She knew it was never a good idea to swim in water at night.
Dick was a bank of a man, in that he was a heap of flesh, an inglorious mass of meat carcass propped up against his daybed pillows. He was surrounded by a dozen small, nervous animals and paper plates covered with the evidence of the sugary and fatty diversions with which he occupied himself. As he dozed, he reviewed the bullshit that he would soon share with his subjugated audience. He has been involved in mass communications for several years, and as his mind slowly dissolves, his vocabulary and limited creativity steer him into early onset of dementia, delirium, and dotage.
Hey everyone, it's Liana from nowhere right now. Before my story, I would like to give a shout out to Lizzie for her story on last week's challenge. I found her story style charming and the sound pleasing to hear read out loud. For this week's challenge number 578 on the topic of bank, I have the following story titled Love's Spell. Michael stood on the bank of a rushing river, throwing pebbles into the foaming center of the channel. The first time was an accident, but he soon learned the splashes attracted the creature. She rose, pale-skinned and shimmering scales, with a gaze fixed on him as she sang a melody that filled the air. At her melodic command, Michael stepped off the riverbank. The rope at his waist held him above water, only legs dangling under the surface like fish bait. The creature surged forward on powerful fins. Michael had his knife at the ready to receive her.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week on the prompt bank. The security camera of the bank turned slowly, especially because you would get stuck in a certain position looking away from the main room into a wall. When Deborah stood in front of the camera frantically waving for help, Thomas, the security guy, was watching TV. The SWAT team stormed the bank and saved Deborah. Thomas took a glance. Still the wall. But it was time to go home. He put on his coat and walked downstairs, a broom in hand to hit the slow camera back into motion. Then Deborah grabbed the broom and hit Thomas with it quickly. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Monopoly. My favorite family pursuit. Boring, maybe, but when I'm in charge of the bank, it's different. Take the memorable Christmas, and Maisie went bust, speculating on hotels. I pursued her relentlessly, foreclosing on her mortgages, bankrupting her, and when she still couldn't pay, sending the boys round to break her legs. She won't be passing go anytime soon. Yes, I know it's only a game, but I take being banker very seriously indeed, and I fully expect you to do the same. So, now that's perfectly clear, I think it's your turn to roll the dice.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here. This is my entry for Weekly Challenge 578, Bank. When you bend yourself to the mind of someone else's reality, you are no longer your own person. You are at the will of the entity you submitted yourself to. What are you willing to sell yourself for today? Power, status, or simply your next fix? How large your next house, how luxurious your next car, necessary to perfect the image plastered on your house of cards. Be prepared to step into the straitjacket of your dreams, because you're about to be convinced you can afford the interest rates by the same deregulated system that calls me a filthy liberal. And that's my entry this week, and you can see all of my liberal trash on dannydwyer.wordpress.com. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 578 with the prompt of bank. It's good to have Justin and Danny back. Meow. Hello, hello. Well, here's my story. The six weary cowboys of the cattle drive warmed themselves by the small campfire. They talked about their second day on the trail and rubbed their sore muscles. Cookie blew a sad song on the harmonica. As he finished, Zacharias, the drive captain, said, "Boys, let's bed down. Wilbur, it's your turn to bank the coals." The cowboys left him to his work and rolled out their beds. In the morning, the remains of the fire and Wilbur were both gone, never to be seen again. Zack regretted not being clearer with his instructions. He knew Wilbur wasn't that smart. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Two rubbers I know here, with a story on the subject, bank. Without a breath of wind to drive it, the shallow-bottomed derelict floated out of the night mist, threading its slow way up the waters of the great marsh, until at last it drew into the bank. With a silent sigh, the rotten timbers burst apart and sank into the mud, releasing its shapeless cargo. It flowed over and into the marsh, spreading and clumping. A solitary boggart was the only witness. It incuriously grabbed at it with its massive webbed hands. Glop went the thing. The boggart was no more, and the thing was bigger. The great blight had arrived.
And here we go again on our own. Munzee here with another story for you, so gird your loins and gird them well, 'cause here I go. On the Subject of Banks, by Christopher Monroe. There are lots of different banks. Commercial, investment, river, Tyra, the Banks family who live in Bel Air with their cousin from West Philadelphia, the other Banks family, who briefly employed a magic nanny to handle their children, and no doubt many more. So many banks, each so different than the others, and yet each in turn sharing one fundamental thing in common. Whatever the bank, you don't want to crash a party bus into them while drunk. Except the family in Bel Air, maybe. That was kind of a fun afternoon. I still get Christmas cards from Alfonso Ribeiro. Thus ends my story, gang, and now, in 7 days, you will die. Or listen to next week's challenge. I don't remember which. One of them, though, probably.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Watched Francois sip his coffee as hooded teens went from car to car, smashing windows. "I ride the metro," he said. "What concern of it is of mine?" One wore a black ISIS flag as a cape. He shouted a lot. All I could understand was Allahu Akbar. Don't you thank Jesus for your touchdowns? Said Francois. It's rude of you to judge. Another team lit a Molotov and threw it. The black ISIS flag caught fire, and the team wearing it struggled to pull it off. His friends ran, leaving him to burn. Francois left me with the check.
And there you are. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of bank. I know you enjoyed this one. I'm not going to say I hope you enjoyed this one. I know you enjoyed it. Great stories. Y'all are doing great. We've had how many years to get this right? We've been knocking them out of the park ever since. Great stories, guys. Great stories. Almost makes me forget the discomfort and pain that I'm constantly in. You want to know what the next topic is? OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com. It's up there. You can find it there. Look at Weekly Challenge. Look at the upper right corner. All right? No sense in, you know, messaging me and Facebook and saying, oh, what's the next topic? And I'm like, really? I don't even know what it is most times. I'm the one who records it. So thank you all for being a part of this and putting up with my shit. Some of you don't. And it's like, okay, go have fun. Start your own podcast. I may even write for it. Let me know about it. Well, I probably won't. And that's it. A whole bunch of stories this week. Topic next week. And have yourself a great week. And I think it's Memorial Day in the U.S., next week. So, and as always, yeah, keep it brief.